Dr. Akasha Varshney, thank you so much for joining me on Renewable Energy Update.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to chat to you, and we'd like to chat about your work. So you are working for a CRC, which is called Race for 2030. Can you start off by telling us a little bit about what that organization does?
Yeah, sure. So Race for 2030 stands for Reliable, Affordable, Clean Energy for 2030. We are a CRC, which is a cooperative research center. So cooperative research centers are usually funded by the Commonwealth government, and their work is to collaboratively facilitate the work by research, industry, and government bodies. So we are heavily funded by the Commonwealth, along with a lot of our industry and research partners. So we have about 9 research partners and multiple industry partners that comprise of utilities like AGL and Ausgrid to some upcoming startups like Prite.
Right. So it seems like it's a pretty big kind of collaborative research space. But what is the kind of, I guess, ultimate goal of Race for 2030?
So our vision is actually to see a flourishing low carbon Australia. And we're trying to achieve that mission by working on 4 different research programs. So we have 4 programs called Race for Business, Race for Networks, Race for Homes, and Race for Everyone. So with this, we are trying to achieve some real world impact. So when I say impact for us implies things like creating new clean energy jobs, reducing carbon dioxide emissions, increasing energy reliability and energy productivity, increasing Australian clean energy exports, and reducing people's electricity bills for both households and businesses. So these kind of things that we are focusing on, and we fund projects that focus on similar outputs and similar goals.
That's really interesting. I guess it's a little bit of a different to the world that I kind of operate in, because in doing research, we often really get kind of bogged down in the details of, you know, if we make a solar cell cheaper, can we still get the same voltage, or trying to do very kind of technical goals. But it seems as though the goal of your kind of either CRC or the organization, it's more like real impacts on the daily lives of Australians.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. So research excellence is also very much at the core of what we do. But how the researchers calculate or understand excellence is in terms of new knowledge that they generate, or the research papers that they publish, or the new patents that they file. Whereas for us, there are still a couple more steps after that research excellence and to make that impact. So we call all those papers and publications as outputs. Those outputs then translate into outcomes, which can be things like change in behaviors or new upcoming policies. And then those outcomes then can be leveraged into impacts. Like I mentioned before, the impacts, things like reduction in CO2 emissions, or reduction in electricity bills for businesses, and things like that.
So that sounds like, it's obviously a very real world kind of thing, reduction in electricity bills. So this is kind of, the start of the race's journey, but can you tell us a bit about how it's going in terms of the goals of trying to reduce electricity bills for Australian consumers and also businesses?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we just finished our first year in July this year, so we're still pretty new. And we still have a long way to go till 2030. So what we do is we receive projects from our research partners and industry partners that are focused on these things. And along with those projects, we have our own Commonwealth milestones. So when we talk about impact, we evaluate all our proposals based on what kind of impacts will they be providing. So like some of our strategic goals for the next few years are net zero businesses, or retrofitting 1 million Australian homes to make them more energy efficient. So with all these things, once we start funding projects, which we already have, so we have funded a good I would say nearly a dozen projects already in the first year. So we are tracking pretty good. And in those things, now we are trying to collect the data. And like what I do in my impact analysis, I try to track all that data and to measure the actual impact from all those results. So that will help us to track and measure how we are tracking to make, like to achieve not just the goals of the projects, but the goals for the CRC.
Okay, well, I mean, it's really great to hear that there are people who are doing these kind of large projects to make sure that Australians are really benefiting from clean energy in the future, and particularly having reduced electricity bills. Dr. Ukasha Varshney, thanks so much for coming on to this radio show and telling us a little bit about what Race for 2030 has been up to.
Thanks so much, Matt. It was lovely chatting with you.